Hi, listeners. Welcome back to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast from Israel. I am Johanna, your reader today. Today is Monday, the 16th of November, and on the Hebrew calendar, it is the 29th of Cheshvan. This week, our parasha is called Toldot, meaning generations, and today's portion, or Aliyah, from the Torah is Genesis 26, 6 through 12. Before we begin our reading, as we do each day, let's take a moment to bless God and to thank Him for giving us His Word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. So Isaac stayed in Gerar. Now the men of the place asked about his wife, so he said, "She is my sister," because he was afraid to say, "my wife." Or else the men of the place would kill me on account of Rebekah, because she's good looking. Now after he had been there for a long time, King Avimelech of the Philistines peered down through the window and saw, behold, Isaac caressing his wife Rebekah. So Avimelech called Isaac and said, "So in fact she is your wife. Now how could you say she's my sister?" Isaac said to him, "Because I said, or else I might die because of her." Then Avimelech said, "What is this that you've done to us? One of the people could have easily slept with your wife, and you would have brought guilt on us." So Avimelech commanded all the people, saying, "Whoever touches this man or his wife will surely die." Then Isaac sowed in that land, and in that year reaped 100-fold. The Lord blessed him. That was Genesis 26, 6 through 12. Today's portion from the prophets will be Judges chapters 17 and 18. Now there was a man of the hill country of Ephraim whose name was Micah. And he said to his mother, "The 1,100 pieces of silver that were taken from you, about which you uttered a curse, which you also repeated it in my ears, behold, the silver is with me, I took it." And his mother said, "Blessed be my son of the Lord." And he returned the 1,100 pieces of silver to his mother. And his mother said, "I wholly dedicate the silver from my hand to the Lord, for my son to make a graven image and a molten image. Now, therefore, I will return it to you." So when he returned the silver to his mother took 200 pieces of silver and gave them to the silversmith, who made it into a graven image and a molten image, and they were kept in the house of Micah. Now the man Micah had a shrine of gods, and he made an ephod and household idols, and consecrated one of his sons to become his priest. In those days there was no king in Israel. Every man did what was right in his own eyes. Now there was a young man from Bethlehem of Judah, of the clan of Judah, who was a Levite, and he sojourned there. When the man departed from the town, from Bethlehem of Judah, to sojourn wherever he could find a place, and as he sojourned, he arrived to the hill country of Ephraim, to the house of Micah. And Micah said to him, "Where do you come from?" And he replied to him, "I am a Levite from Bethlehem of Judah, and I am traveling to stay wherever I may find a place." So Micah said to him, "Stay with me and be a father and a priest to me, and I will give you 10 pieces of silver a year, and a suit of apparel, and your provision." So the Levite went in. And the Levite was content to stay with the man, and the young man became to him as one of his sons. So Micah consecrated the Levite, and the young man became his priest, and lived in the house of Micah. Then Micah said, Now I know that the Lord will do me good, seeing I have a Levite as my priest. In those days there was no king in Israel, and in those days the tribe of Dan was seeking an inheritance for itself to settle in. For to that day no territory had fallen to them for an inheritance in the midst of the tribes of Israel. So the children of Dan sent 5 men from their clan out of their entire population, men of valor from Zorah and Eshtaol, to spy out the land and explore it, and said to them, "Go explore the land." When they came to the hill country of Ephraim, to the house of Micah, they lodged there. When they were near the house of Micah, they recognized the voice of the young man, the Levite. So they turned aside there and asked him, "Who brought you here? What are you doing in this place? What do you have here?" He said to them, "Thus and thus Micah did for me. He hired me, and I became his priest." "Please inquire of God," they said to him, "so we may know whether our way that we are going will be successful." "Go in peace," the priest said to them. "The way that you are going has the Lord's approval." And the 5 men left and came to Laish, and saw the people there living securely, like the Sidonians, tranquil and unsuspecting. For there was no humiliation or anything oppressive in the land. Moreover, they were distant from the Sidonians and had no dealings with anybody. When they came back to their kinsmen at Zorah and Eshtaol, their kinsmen asked them, "What do you say?" "Arise, let's go up against them," they said, "for we have seen the land. See, it's very good. Yet you're sitting still. Don't be sluggish. Go, enter, possess the land. When you get there, you will come to unsuspecting people. The land is spacious, for God has put it in your hand, a place where there is no lack of anything on the earth." So from the Danite clan from Zorah and Eshtaol, 600 men set out, armed with weapons of war. They went up and camped at Kiriath Yearim in Judah. Therefore they called that place Machne Dan to this day. Behold, it is west of Kiriath Yearim. From there they passed on to the hill country of Ephraim and came to Micah's house. Then the 5 men that went to spy out the country of Laish said to their kinsmen, "Do you know that in these houses there are an ephod, household idols, a carved image, and a molten image? Now therefore, consider what you have to do." So they turned aside there and came to the house of the young Levite at Micah's house and asked him about his welfare. Now the 600 men of the children of Dan, armed with their weapons of war, were standing by the entrance of the gate. The 5 men who had gone to spy out the land went up and entered there. They took the carved image, the ephod, the household idols, and the molten image, while the priest was standing by the entrance of the gate with the 600 men armed with weapons of war. Now after these had gone into Micah's house and taken the carved image, the ephod, the household idols, and the molten image, the priest said to them, "What are you doing?" "Be quiet," they said to him. "Put your hand on your mouth and go with us and be to us a father and a priest. Is it better for you to be priest to the house of one man or to be priest to a tribe and a clan in Israel?" So the priest's heart was glad, and he took the ephod, the household idols, and the carved image, and went along with the people. So they turned and set off, and placed the little ones and the cattle and the goods in front of them. When they were at a good distance from Micah's house, the men that were in the houses near Micah's house gathered and caught up with the children of Dan. They called out to the children of Dan, who turned their faces around and said to Micah, "What's the matter with you that you have called them out?" "You have taken away my gods, which I made," he said, "and the priest, and walked away. What do I have left? And how then do you say to me, 'What's the matter with you?'" But the children of Dan said to him, "Don't let your voice be heard among us, lest bitter fellows fall upon you, and you lose your life with the lives of your household." Then the children of Dan went on their way, and when Micah saw that they were too strong for him, he turned and went back to his house. Then they took what Micah had made and his priest and came to Laish, to a tranquil and unsuspecting people, and struck them with the edge of the sword, and they burned the town with fire. There was no deliverer, because it was far from Sidon, and they had no alliance with anyone. It was in the valley near Bet Rehov. Then they rebuilt the town and lived in it. So they called the name of the town Dan, after the name of their father Dan, born to Israel. However, the former name of the town was Laish. The children of Dan set up for themselves the carved image. Yonatan, son of Gershom, son of Menasheh, he and his sons were priests to the tribe of Dan until the day of the exile from the land. So they set them up Micah's carved image that he had made all the time that the house of God was in Shiloh. That was Judges 17 and 18. Today's portion from the writings is Psalm 40. For the music director, a psalm of David. I waited patiently for the Lord. He bent down to me and heard my cry. He brought me up out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. Then he set my feet on a rock. He made my steps firm. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and trust in the Lord. Blessed is the one who puts his confidence in the Lord, who has not turned to the arrogant, nor to those who fall into falsehood. Many things you have done, Lord my God. Your plans for us are wonderful. There is none to be compared to you. If I were to speak and tell of them, they would be too many to count. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire. My ears you have opened. Burnt offering and sin offering you did not require. Then I said, "Here I am. I have come. In the scroll of a book it is written about me. I delight to do your will, O my God. Yes, your Torah is within my being. I proclaim good news of righteousness in the great assembly. Behold, I am not shutting my lips. Lord, you know. I did not hide your righteousness within my heart. Rather, I declared your faithfulness and your salvation. I did not conceal your loving kindness and your truth from the great assembly. Lord, do not withhold your compassions from me. Let your mercy and your truth always protect me. For evils beyond number surround me. My sins have overtaken me. I cannot see. They are more than the hairs of my head, and my heart fails me. Lord, please deliver me. Lord, come quickly to help me. Let those who seek my life to sweep it away be put to shame and humiliated. Let those who wish me evil be turned back in disgrace. Let those who say to me, 'Aha, aha,' be appalled over their own shame. Let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let those who love your salvation continually say, 'The Lord be magnified.' But I am poor and needy. Yet my Lord is mindful of me. You are my help and my deliverer. O my God, do not delay." That was Psalm 40. Our final portion for today is from the Apostles, and it is Matthew 28. Now after Shabbat, as it began to dawn on the first day of the week, Miriam of Magdala and the other Miriam came to look at the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing was as white as snow. and those keeping watch were shaken for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know you are looking for Yeshua, who was crucified. He's not here, for he is risen just as he said. Come, see the place where he was lying. Go quickly now and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and behold, he's going before you to the Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you." They quickly left the tomb, with fear yet with great joy, and ran to bring the news to his disciples. And behold, Yeshua met them. "Shalom," he said. They drew near, grasped his feet, and worshipped him. "Don't be afraid," Yeshua said to them. "Go tell my brothers to head for the Galilee, and there they will see me." Now while they were going, some of the guard came into the city and reported to the ruling Kohanim all that had happened. And when they had assembled with the elders and consulted together, they gave a large sum of silver to the soldiers, saying, "Tell them, his disciples came at night and stole him away while we were sleeping. And if this is heard by the governor, we'll appease him and keep you out of trouble." So the soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story was spread among the Judeans to this day. Now the 11 disciples went to the Galilee, to the mountain Yeshua had designated. When they saw him, they worshipped, but some wavered. And Yeshua came up to them and spoke to them, saying, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, immersing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Ruach HaKodesh, teaching them to observe all I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." That was Matthew 28. And it concludes our readings for today's episode. However, if you are reading through the New Testament twice in this year's reading cycle, you'll be reading Romans 11 today too. Thank you so much for listening. May you have a blessed day. May the words of God bear fruit in your heart. I'm Johanna with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom until next time.